If you live here in Idaho, it's hard to miss the stories about Monday's eclipse of the sun. For several months now, we've been visiting towns and cities along the path of totality, and today we check in with officials in Stanley, who are concerned about the crowds they expect this weekend. Tom Michael has this report.
The bakery in Stanley is buzzing with breakfast orders. There's a long queue from the front door to the counter. Kat Cannell describes the municipal mood as Stanley prepares for Monday's total solar eclipse.
I think Stanley's, there's definitely like this like underlying humming tension about it. People are like a combination of excited and nervous.
She says business owners are gearing up for the onslaught of tourists, but she's worried the hype may be overblown. Her father's been lecturing her about the Y2K scare in 1999, which never materialized. She channels his voice.
Saying it's going to be like the millennium. Yeah, he's like, everybody's getting all worked up and then nothing's going to happen. I'm like...
Over at the Sawtooth Hotel, owner Kelly Kearns walks out onto her sunset deck.
And we're overlooking the Sawtooth Mountains.
She believes the hype. Her staff's been preparing for this weekend for months.
Yeah, I hear it's going to be the busiest that the town's ever seen.
For a long time, though, she was unaware it was even happening.
Yeah, I got some Europeans coming for sure that booked over a year ago. That's when I first started getting bookings, and I didn't really realize how big of a deal it was, so I didn't even raise prices. I know people have raised prices for rooms astronomically.
But walk into this office, and the anticipation is a bit more restrained.
My name is Herb Mumford, and we're here in the city office. I am the mayor of the city of Stanley.
And the population?
63 in the census, but in the summer we have 5,000 or more a week through the city.
And what's the largest crowd he's ever seen in town?
We get maybe 20,000 in here for the Mountain Mamas weekend.
But he's predicting 2 to 3 times that number this weekend, and that has him worried.
All those that have made their plans and know what they're doing, I'm not really concerned about them. But I've met and talked to hundreds of people, and I know there are thousands more out there that were not able to get reservations, so they're going to hop in their car the morning of the 21st, and they're going to be driving up here.
When he pictures this scene, City Council President Steve Bataille audibly sighs.
Well, it's where will people park? How do we keep the highways open? That we're not sure how people will behave. There's a question of where all of these people can physically be. How do they obtain services, like basic things like where are the restrooms?
He's also concerned about injuries.
There is one medical clinic here in town, which is staffed by one provider.
But what tops his worry list, like it does every summer, is wildfire.
The fear is there will be a greatly increased chance of out-of-bounds campfires or even inbound campfires.
That's Mayor Mumford's hot-button issue as well.
One of the things that concerns me, and I spoke to the Forest Service initially on this, is the danger of fire. I mean, it is August. It's prime wildfire time.
He asked the National Forest Service to prohibit out-of-bounds campfires. Earlier this summer, though, he was frustrated with their response.
Well, and I've asked them to get this information out at least a month in advance, and they keep pushing back. I keep telling them, no, you're not getting the picture. I am not asking for business as usual. Let's do everything we can to stack the odds in our favor of reducing the probability of a fire.
And just this week, it happened. On Monday, the Forest Service implemented Stage 1 fire restrictions. No campfires except where designated, and no smoking near flammable material.
What's still fresh in my mind is what happened in Portugal.
This June, a wildfire there raged across a 2-lane road, killing more than 60, with many stuck in their vehicles. Back at the bakery, Kat Cannell describes her love of small-town life. She grew up riding her horse here for breakfast. So her plans for August 21st don't come as a surprise.
I'm getting out of here for the eclipse. I'm not going to stick around.
She and her husband are wilderness outfitters. She'll be looking at the same sun and moon combination as everyone else across the path of totality. But on the middle fork of the Salmon River, deep in the Frank Church wilderness, there won't be as many people around. For KBSX News, I'm Tom Michael in Stanley.